Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I am Dr. Vincent Medici, and as you just heard, I am working towards a PhD in biochemistry, little by little by little. And I'm going to dedicate the show to me today, because the memory required to study in-depth chemistry makes your average day look like nothing. I have never come into a subject matter where your memory, the ability to look at a sheet of paper and just spit it back out, is so absolutely vital in terms of getting to the basic fundamental concepts. In the sciences, when you study the hard sciences, there's so much memory required so that you get a language whereupon then you can apply the concepts. And of course, these aren't the everyday words that we use. These are the $20 words, which I tend not to use on radio, because really my slant on it all is that it's greatly, greatly, greatly complicated. And I think some of that is just laziness on the part of educators and teachers and so on and so forth. And then after the students master the vernacular, they like to show off with it. And we all experience this in our everyday life when we talk to lawyers and we talk to scientists or chemists or medical doctors, so on and so forth, using words that really just break down to good old common sense. But educationally speaking, and a lot of you understand this, boy, do you have to have a memory, which is what you have much less of by the time you're 50, and by the time you're 60, and by the time you're 70. By the time you're 80 years old, very, very often, you've reduced the blood flow to the brain by as much as 30-40%. Now, I ask you, why are we so concerned about all these neurodegenerative problems when just common sense dictates that if all of us suffer from memory issues, there's a process going on fundamental to what ultimately will become Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or brain cancer? And the memory, and check this out, this is a slant on it, the memory is just a signal that everybody can relate to on some level, that what's going on upstairs above the neck in that wonderful brain God gave us is starting to go askew, just on the basis of the fact that by the time you're 70, 80 years old, you've reduced your cerebral blood flow by as much as 40%. If we look at it that way, we can see that we can basically prime the memory, keep the memory young and fresh, as a way to protect ourselves from many, many other issues that occur ultimately up in the brain. And if you study it from that perspective, you'll see my point, which is, what can you do about it? Well, I think scanning the globe on the memory issue, meaning to get back that memory you had when you were 18, where you just looked at the page or you could remember three phone numbers at once, and to keep it that way, not to start to, in your 30s and 40s, feel a difference, not by your 60s sometimes to be embarrassed by the fact that you can't remember who you're sitting down to dinner with. The number one angle on this, we're going to really get into this today, is called anterior head carriage. It's not nutritional. It's structural. All of you, those of you who are married, if I take that wedding picture and I look at you in your suit or your wedding dress, and I take a picture of you from the side, looking at your profile, there's going to be an angle between your head and your neck. And then 30 years later, 40 years later, 50 years later, if I line you up and you look at that same angle between your head and your neck, you're going to see your head's moved forward as much as 4 to 5 inches. You went from the vertical axis to the horizontal axis. Why aren't we understanding? Our cancers, our Alzheimer's, our Parkinson's, our senility, just the fundamental loss of memory that you'd complain about if you went back to school at 50 years old. Why aren't we understanding that shift as fundamental to everything that drives issues up in the brain? And there it is. It's in your wedding pictures. Pull out your wedding pictures and take a look. And take a look now from the side. Some of you live in professions, work in professions, where that just wouldn't occur to you. And yet, from my standpoint, this is the big deal. Structure. Your physical structure determines your function. Where that head is gone on top of your neck tells me the stresses in your brain. And one of the great primers we utilize is memory. You know where we also do this, guys? The female period. The period. If the period, instead of being 3 days with no clotting, with complete ease, with no pain, no PMS, no issues with moods, nothing, it's just a pleasurable 2 to 3 day bleed every single month where your ovulations are on time, it tells us what's going on in your hormonal system. It tells us what's going on in your liver. So we look at the female period, the menstruation cycle, as an indice of many, many other things. Well, we do that with memory also. So look where that head has gone over 10, 15, 20 years. Now, what do you do about it? Well, you really got to understand all of structural medicine, chiropractic, osteopathic, all the massage therapies, yoga, Pilates, Feldenkrais. Anybody ever hear of the Alexander technique? Alexander was from Australia. He was an actor. And when he'd do his acting thing out there in theater, his voice would go. And this is extremely troublesome to him. And what we call today the Alexander technique came out of a perception of how to put the head back on the neck so that the vocal cords didn't strain, so you could do your theater pieces every single night in that brutal way that the thespians understand. So we've understood this issue about the angle of the head off the neck and what we call anterior head carriage. All of structural medicine has devoted itself to fixing that. When you get the upper cervical adjustment in chiropractic or some form of a cervical manipulation in osteopathic or a cervical decompression in physical therapy, all of these are designed to ultimately bring that neck back into place if they're done correctly. The question is, are they done correctly? The question is, does your practitioner or do you understand what ultimately is critical mass? Critical mass, I'm going to use a word here, critical mass is the place you want to go when you pay for the therapy. And that's simple. Are you getting the bang for the buck? And too often, these therapies simply get reduced to the therapy, but not to the effect of the therapy. So you're paying for something and you're getting a version of it, but you're not getting the bang for the buck. You're not getting the physiological shift. That's a critical distinction for you to understand anytime you do any therapy, whether it's a coffee enema, a gallbladder flush, or an upper cervical chiropractic adjustment. That's a big deal. So, what does that really mean, Ned? What does that really mean then? Well, It means that all your structural work should, over a period of months or years, realign your posture. If you're paying money for any of these therapies, chiropractic, osteopathic, massage therapy, yoga, Feldenkrais, the Alexander technique, it is incumbent upon you and your practitioner to understand that the place to go is to the place where your posture realigns. So that angle of the head on the neck starts to become straight. Now, how are you going to do that? Well, the truth is, just the way you know you're supposed to alkalize the body, just the way you know, if you've been listening to this show, you certainly know that you need to flush your gallbladder and that you need to see bile, just the way you know that you have to get at least 5, more like 6 or 7 straight hours of sleep, just the way you know that when you eat food, that food is supposed to go into your belly and disappear rapidly, disappear just like you haven't eaten. And if you're having that experience when you digest your food, digestion is really occurring. In other words, there are indices into which you have to have an experience or you're not moving the fundamentals towards your health. Well, guess what? Realigning the posture is one of them from head to toe. And where your feet hit the floor and where your pelvis sits, your sacrum, and we're going to get into that in a moment, is just as integral to moving your head back straight. So we're talking about something really big here. Now, our alternative is to talk about, and we're going to get to the nutrition in a moment. Our alternative is to simply talk about the good fats and all the elixirs herbally that enhance brain function. And we're going to get to that. And they're important. But I tell you this, fundamental to that, definitely fundamental to that, is the structural issue as it relates to memory. And it's just common sense. So, there are a set of muscles in the body called the structural muscles. And we're just going to look at the ones up in the neck. But the ones in the neck are called the scalenes. When these muscles get tight, the head gets drawn forward. And as the head draws forward, the tendency, of course, is for the head to look down towards the floor. Well, the brain's not going to let that happen, and so it pulls the head back up. Only what that does is it crunches the back of the neck. And once the back of the neck is crunched, it compresses the blood flow to the brain through the vertebral artery. And once the head is cocked back to compensate for the forward pull, it crushes the vagus nerve, cranial nerve 10, the one that delivers the parasympathetic current to all your organ systems. So the consequence of anterior head carriage from compressing the carotid arteries, that's your blood flow to the brain in the front, to your vertebral arteries, that's your blood flow to the brain in the back, to your vagus nerve, which is your autonomic parasympathetic relaxation mode electrical system to all your organs. That anterior head carriage is catastrophic. Catastrophic to memory. You don't get the blood. You don't get the oxygen. And with nerve compression, you don't get repair. Now here's another one. As that anterior head carriage occurs, the skin around the brain. Skin around the brain.